This is WCRB in concert with Odyssey Opera. Opera is larger than life, but behind a facade of grandeur and excess is a core that lies at the center of all music, that we humans have a desire to connect through the expression of shared experience and emotion. With themes of perseverance, love, and self-sacrifice, Verdi's opera Giovanna d'Arco presents the tale of Joan of Arc and her battle for French liberation. It also mirrors the composer's own hope for a unified and independent homeland. From the politically charged world of 19th century Italy, via the battlefields of medieval France, stay tuned for Verdi's Giovanna d'Arco at the Huntington Avenue Theater here in Boston with Odyssey Opera tonight on WCRB in concert. Verdi's operas enjoy such a popularity in the opera world today that it is unusual to come across a rarely performed one. But Odyssey Opera found one, and true to their mission of dusting off underrepresented works, tonight, on the eve of their new season, we will hear the opera that closed last season, Verdi's rarely performed Giovanna d'Arco. Good evening, I'm Chris Voss, and welcome to WCRB in Concert, where each Sunday here on WCRB we bring you to the best of our region's music scene, of which Odyssey Opera in just a few short years has really made itself an invaluable member. Their goal is to bring to the Boston opera scene high-end productions of underloved, rarely performed, and at times never before heard operas. Their new season kicks off this coming week, and I'll tell you more about it at intermission. You can also find out more at our website, classicalwcrb.org. But first, tonight, we return to that final concert of last season, a season Odyssey Opera dedicated to four operas on Joan of Arc. Now, if opera tends towards larger than life, then the story of Joan of Arc, of the peasant maid turned knight leading the armies of France to victory over the English before being burned at the stake for heresy, is a story perfectly suited for operatic treatment. And Verdi's Giovanna d'Arco is a particularly interesting setting because it reimagines her end. And there's good reason for that. Giovanna d'Arco was written in the mid-1800s during the Italian Risorgimento, or the Italian Unification Movement, when nationalists on the peninsula sought to unify the several historically independent Italian duchies and kingdoms and republics into a single Italian kingdom under Victor Emmanuel II. Verdi was passionately in favor of unification, but more than that, his music took on a life of its own as a cultural focal point during this independence battle. Even Verdi's name became a rallying cry for patriots. Viva Verdi, they would cry, using the letters of his name as an acronym for Vittorio Emanuele Re d'Italia. Long live Victor Emmanuel, King of Italy. Back to Joan of Arc. In Verdi's telling of the story, the Maid of Orleans escapes from her fate at the stake and instead rushes off to battle, where she defeats the English one last time, then dies and ascends to heaven as a chorus of angels sing of her salvation. Now, it's hard to miss the change in the ending of one of the most famous true stories in history, but it wasn't meant to be subtle. No, in the politically charged atmosphere of mid-19th century Italy, a heroine bravely perishing in battle for the independence of her nation was precisely the story Verdi wanted his audiences to experience. Let's hear it now. Soprano Haren Hong is Joan of Arc this evening, with tenor Mark Heller as Carlo VII, King of France. Baritone Daniel Sutton returns to Odyssey Opera as Joan's father, Giacomo. Christopher Carbon is Talbot, and Jeremy Ayres Fisher is Delisle. And Gil Rose conducts his Odyssey Opera orchestra and chorus. Stay tuned for Verdi's Giovanna d'Arco in performance at the Huntington Avenue Theater right now on WCRB in concert. Thank you.
Convenio non alla vera. Thank you. questa forse la quercia sacra all'infernal convegno. E qui sovente, qui non svolto lei, dormir notti proteosi. E forse qui sedotta, qui vinta, a gran amico l'alba concesse.
Oh! Carlo, tu forse, tu meraviglia scuote ogni tua fibra. Ancora vision parmi che la sacra selva questa del sogno mio.